Good morning. Hey. 7:37, Brock Hunter.
Andy Morning Show.
All right, we got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Decatur, Benton Township. Good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's a gift you received that you thought was terrible but turned out to be pretty great, right? You open it, you're like, oh, what the? I'm never going to use this. This gift
Jelly
sucks.
Of the Month Club. Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Dad, that's a great gift. I would never consider that terrible. So a gift you received that you thought was terrible but turned out to be great. Hunter, do you have one?
I got a good one. You're going to have a heyday with this one,
oh,
man.
Boy.
And when we got this, I'm like, oh, dude, we already have a toaster. You know how many appliances we have on our counter? It's insane. Yep. Got that air fryer, and I'm just like, no, dude.
Oh,
I miss you.
God,
I knew.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, I don't. We don't need another. We don't need another contraption on the counter. But, dude, it is the most fantastic thing I have ever plugged in my entire life. I just want to make love to it. It is so nice, dude. I am serious.
Don't.
Anybody who's got it, you don't have one, so you have no say in it. I know you're going to bust on it because you always bust on air fryers. But, dude, the reason it was the number one sold item in, 2018 or 2019, it's insanely nice.
It's almost because you talk about it once a day, it seems like. It's like I'm over
it. I hate it because I talk about it so much.
Maybe I just need to get one and suck it up. The way you talk about it, like, yeah, I'd be the same way. If someone gave me an appliance for any kind of gift, I'd be like, this is awful. This is stupid. Why did you give me this appliance?
So yesterday we used it and we put some sweet potato tots in that thing. And they came out crispy, gooey in the middle. Ah!
I'm surprised.
Dude, I don't know what happens in it. I think there's a little leprechaun in there or something that cooks it up. And there's something weird that's going on in that air fryer. But I don't care. It comes out just perfect.
All right, fine. It's a great answer. It's a great answer. I'll give you that. Maybe I just need to get one. Maybe if you want to gift me one at some point in time, I would be
like $100, dude. You gonna chip in a little bit?
Nah, you owe me. Just buy me an air fryer.
Yeah, just buy one and I'll repay you.
Perfect. You'll do monthly installments for my air fryer. I love that. Anyway, that's a good answer. I think that's a great answer. You know, mine not quite as elaborate, but and you might laugh at this. Okay, have you seen them maybe like in the As Seen on TV aisle or like even Five Below has them? Anyway, it's a contraption that goes around your neck and then it holds your phone in front of your face.
I've seen these. Yeah,
Here's the thing. Sometimes when I go to bed, you know, I like to, you know, just watch something quick or I'm on my phone. I don't want to hold my phone. So I got this as kind of a gag gift, like one of those family white elephant gifts. Dude.
Before you go any further, you're lying. See, you're lying. You're a bold-faced liar. You like to masturbate with two hands. That's what it is.
That's okay. All right. Yes, to be fair, it has upped my jerking game just a bit. So, yeah, I got this as a gag gift. And I don't know if people know what I'm talking about. So it's like a U, and it goes around your neck, and then it holds the phone in front of your face. You can change the angle, the length and everything. When I got it as a gag gift, I'm like, all right, great. One more thing I'm going to have to take to Goodwill or throw away. But then I used it. Hunter, I used it once, and I'm like, this is the greatest thing. Why wasn't
really
I using this for years?
It really is. Here's why it's so brilliant and why I should be using this. Because you lay on your side and scroll through your phone before you go to bed?
Usually. Like, I'll read a little bit or something. But there's days where I'm like, you know what? I just want to turn my mind off, flip on the phone, do all that. Absolutely. Dude, absolutely.
My right elbow is destroyed. And I think it's from that. I think it's from laying on that arm and scroll. Until your arm falls asleep and you're like, oh, God, I got to move positions. Then you just pass out. I think you're onto something, dude.
Oh, dude. And like I said, I can scroll with one hand and do other stuff with my other hand.
Right, I know you.
It was the most terrible thing to start, but now I can't live without it. I really can't. It's the greatest thing ever.
It's a good one,
and I
like it.
I think you can get one for $5. I'm not joking. Get it. It'll change your life.
You can get them at Five Below for sure. You can get them there.
All right, so that's mine. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break. 925-WIRX 925-9479. What gift did you receive that you thought was terrible but turned out to be just awesome. We're going to get your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Good morning.
Hello, Steve-o.
It's 7:49, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, your topic for today, what was a gift you received that you thought was terrible, but it turned out to be great, all right? You first open it, you're like, oh, dude, this effing sucks, bro.
But you just get an air fryer for the love of God. Everybody else has one.
What are you talking about? Eventually, I'm sure we will, so, you know.
You know, you're going to have people over at some point. And they're going to bring over some frozen stuff. Be like, oh, I'm just going to throw this in the air fryer real quick. And you're going to be like, I don't have one. And they're going to be like, is this 1902? What's going on?
What kind of people am I bringing over that are just like, hey, I brought some frozen stuff to cook at your house?
Me.
Exactly. You know what? I don't want those kind of people in my house. All right? You get the hell out.
I'm coming anyway, you bastard.
By the way, I brought a bag of frozen Funyuns and some onion rings. Can I throw this in your air fryer? Why did you bring that?
You know what? One sweet potato tot in the mouth, Brock. You're gonna be inviting me over every single day. I bought two air fryers. Bring them all.
Now I'm gonna wait the 15 minutes it takes for my oven to heat up, and then the other 45 for them to cook. Yeah,
she's just wasting life, man. Just wasting life away.
Just as long as I don't have to hang out with you and your stupid air fryer.
Best friends.
We got some comments on Facebook. Your special light topic of the day. What's a gift you received you thought was terrible but turned out to be great? Joe had an interesting one. My first cell phone. That's an interesting take. I don't know about you. I was excited when I got my first cell phone. Granted,
because we were in sixth grade. He was probably older.
I was in high school when I got my first one.
Oh, really? Damn. You got one late, bro.
When did you get yours?
I think I got mine in seventh grade. Well, here's what it was. It was my dad's phone.
It was the old phone, yeah.
And then he got a new one, and I think I basically just claimed it. He didn't even give it to me.
It didn't even work. It had gum in it. It was one of those phones. You know, it was one of those toys.
You know what it was, though? It was the Nextel flip phone.
Oh,
and
damn.
It had the two-way on it. So I think I had like three buddies that also had one, so we just two-way each other all the time.
I got mine. It was the Nokia brick phone when I was 15, turning 16. Yeah. So I got it the Christmas before I turned 16, because driving everything like that, I had like three numbers in there. Your mom's was one of them, and
she's son of you, right? You bastard.
But it is interesting. Yeah, for nowadays, that's all a kid wants or people want. But, you know, back before they were mainstream, you're like, what am I going to do with this? This doesn't make sense.
Dude, you still have that Nokia phone?
No, it's actually it's holding up part of my house. It's part of
nice. Part of the, I was going to say, if you fired it up, if you powered it on, it'd still have battery.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. I guarantee you.
I can still play Snake on it right now. It'd be great. Chrissy had a good one. We'll end with hers. What was a gift you got that you thought was terrible but then turned out to be great? She said, my KitchenAid stand mixer. I use that thing more than I thought I would. It's funny because when I was just out getting groceries the other day, I was kind of running errands, and I was looking at that, and it's like, look, I don't think I could ever... I might be mad at someone if they bought me one because they're not cheap, but
they're like 1,000 pounds, dude.
Everyone says they're dope, though. Everyone says they're amazing. Everyone says it's, you know.
I understand. The mixer is probably pretty sweet, especially if you're baking a lot of stuff, mixing stuff.
Yeah.
But compared to the air fryer, come on.
Will you shut up about the effing air fryer?
Well, I'm just saying.
I swear to God.
There's so much more you can do with the air fryer than that mixer. It's lighter.
Question.
Lighter on its feet.
You got to answer me, because if this is the case, we got to report it to the FCC. Are you getting paid by air fryer to talk about air fryer?
We should go to break.
You're contractually obligated to take that.
Air fryer. Everybody get one.
Rock 100.